WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. And you know what? Sitting here watching the replay of the final lap again, because it doesn't look possible what actually happened. But Tyler Reddick storms back and gets win number 5 of the season, something that hasn't been done in a really long time. And last time it was done by was, I would call him one of the more popular drivers of all time in our sport, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. So, big win for Tyler Reddick. We've got to talk about that at Kansas. Also, besides the last few laps, was Kansas a good race? Or was that a great NASCAR nap type of race? And then we're going to get into, a couple old guys with a little bit of a dust up. Kyle Busch is upset with Denny Hamlin. I think probably more just upset about life than in NASCAR in general right now, if I'm Kyle Busch. And then, of course, points, standings, all that good stuff. Where we head next? We've got a lot to cover now that I talk about it. So let's do that now. Like we always do between 6 and 7, it is time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am Casey Orr, and sitting across from me, ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, the proprietor of Whitfield Media Group. It is Sean Whitfield.
Good evening. Happy to be here. And always enjoy my Mondays hanging out with Spartan athlete Casey Orr.
So I tell you what. That's right. You know what? Would it be okay if I just start wearing my Spartan medal in here every day?
Oh, do you have one?
Of course.
Yeah. Is that just a participation medal?
I didn't want to bring it to you because I didn't want you to feel jealous. Because you're, with the show you've got coming up, y'all hand out medals.
Yeah, we have those big 5 and 6 inch medals.
I actually earned the medal that I have, not just getting in the gym and skipping leg day like a lot of people. It's through the mud, through the muck. I mean, real hard work.
Well, as difficult as it is to do a Spartan race, even though you were not in physical condition to be doing it, you deserve a medal. Anybody that makes the effort, because that's pretty tough.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. Every bone.
Are you still recovering? I mean, it was a few weeks ago. But
you know what? I guess the disappointing thing is, so I hurt really bad for about a week, like in a good way, just exhausted. And then I thought that was going to be the springboard.
What I was wondering about.
Yeah, there's no springboard. I haven't done anything.
I was wondering, if you kept the momentum going.
In fact, I'm really riding. I'm like that guy in high school that just wants to talk about how good he was at football back then, even though that was 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of living off that. That's kind of how I am with the Spartan race. Like, so, I'm still living off the fact that I completed a Spartan
race. So all the smack that you had while you were in Atlanta at the Spartan race, we're going to do this next one over here in Nashville, and this one, that stopped.
I never committed to that because I knew.
Yeah, but didn't you have those kind of smack talks?
Oh, I was ready to go, yeah, but I knew I would probably fade a little bit.
What about your coworkers?
But, I don't know. I hadn't heard a lot there. I think we're all just, it's like when you're married. At first, Sean, you're all in love, and after a while, you're like, all right, let's calm down.
So the honeymoon was over.
Honeymoon is definitely over. No, I would do another one. It's just, I'm very busy. Life is very busy right now.
Did I just hear you say, this show is also being recorded?
Yeah.
Did I hear you say you would do another Spartan race?
I would, yes. I just don't know if it's going to be this one coming up in Nashville. Mm. But there is, if you do 3 in a year, you get like this really cool medal, which is really kind of dumb, but at the same time kind of cool. So I don't know.
Well, if you did one, when would you do it?
Well, there's one coming up in September in Nashville.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. But I don't know that I'll do that.
I'd say you probably won't.
Right, you're kind of getting into football season.
I was going to say football and your partake of beers.
Cold beers. Golf is still a thing in September. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think
we'll see.
No, wait. You say you don't know. I think we do know. I think we clearly know.
Hey,
Is there ever a Spartan race that comes to Chattanooga? I've never been aware of one.
I don't think Chattanooga's big enough.
Now, listen, watch it now. We have an Ironman.
We do have an Ironman.
If you have an Ironman, you're pretty big. You're big time.
You can, yes. I think the issue with Spartan, and I could be completely wrong, but I think because they do it in Nashville and Atlanta, that would be redundant to do one here.
Actually, we have two Ironmans. We're so good.
Yeah, Ironman and a half of Ironman. You know what? Back when I used to exercise a lot, I could do an Ironman except for the bike riding. I have zero desire to even train on a bike. Like, I like riding bikes, but I don't want to have to do
so
that.
So you could do the fish or no,
I could do the running and the swimming. Yeah, swimming's no. I've always been a good swimmer. Hmm. That would be no problem.
Really?
But I would not want to get on a bike.
Well, why? That's to me, that's the easiest part.
I don't know, man. When's the last time you sat on a bike for that long?
I ride a bike a lot. It's a gym. Stationary bike.
Okay, exactly. One that's not moving?
Yeah.
How's your butt feel when you're done with that?
I don't stay on there for long periods of time.
Exactly. Well, but 20-something miles or 40-something, whatever it is, Ironman, that's a long time.
You know, about 15 years ago, I bought me just a killer Trek bicycle.
Oh, yeah, just like, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking, you know, big time.
Top of the line.
Yeah. Mountain bike. I even had all the extras, the bigger seat and all that kind of stuff. It's been hanging in my garage now for the last 10 years. And there's no telling how many years it's been since the tires have had any air in them.
Yeah, it's probably.
So I look at it every once in a while. I remember, you know, back in the day.
You know what? That's pretty nice. You might be able to sell that one now on eBay.
You know who James Howard is.
Yeah. He's big in all that. Yeah.
Does the noon show at Channel 9 and over at Sunny. He and I was doing some of that out at Enterprise South. Mm-hmm. They've got like some 8 and 9 mile
I used to run the bike trails,
and James Howard and I would meet over there at times, and we would do it. And you know, I remember the first time he and I ever did that. I'm thinking, you know what, James is a little bit of a smaller guy. I'm a big guy. I'm in the gym, you know, 5-6 days a week. I get my cardio in. I play racquetball once a week. Blah blah blah. And I thought, you know, this is no big deal. I'm going to get out here and I won't be as good as James. Or matter of fact, I might even teach him a thing or two. Boy, did I have a rude awakening. I didn't realize just how many different muscles in my legs that I had not been using in the gym. And, James had been doing mountain biking for quite a while. And, he didn't, you know, run off and leave me, but he could have several times. He was really good at it. I hadn't talked to him lately to see if he's still into that, but I wasn't as good as I thought I was.
Yeah, and it's nothing worse than when you know someone's just kind of hanging back, waiting on you, and you know they're like, man, let me just go. You're like, hold on, here I come. Yeah, that stuff, so it's funny. Remember COVID when, you know, you were, everybody's trying to find outdoor stuff to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my wife decided that she and her mom were going to ride bikes with Evelyn. And so we had...
In your neighborhood?
Yes. So you already know how this story is going to go.
Know how the terrain is.
So we bought the last two mountain bikes they had at Academy, because that's everybody was buying bikes. And the guy's like, I think I got two in the back.
Yeah, you could probably find some on Facebook Marketplace now.
And so we get them. They took them out exactly once. And I even had this little area set up to where you could hang them in the garage and get them down pretty easy. They got hung back up, and they have not moved since. Yeah. Hmm. So that's been
about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, that's probably right at 2020, I'm guessing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised your daughter Evelyn hadn't wanted to get it down. I would have thought, being a kid, I mean, I grew up on a bicycle.
Now she would, but back then she was still training wheels, you know. Yeah. And she likes a scooter. You give her one of the scooters that you know pedal,
and that just goes to show you too the difference in what life was like when we were growing up as kids versus kids growing up today. I mean, the thing to do when I was growing up, you had a bicycle.
Just go.
You had, matter of fact, you went through several, or I went through several as I got older, and my bicycle was one of my prized possessions. And it was bicycle, it was basketball, it was baseball, it was playing backyard football,
fishing pole.
You know, I didn't ever really get into that. That really wasn't my thing. But yeah, for some, it certainly was. But the difference in generations without a question. How was the weekend?
Good, man.
Anything special?
No, this was a pretty calm weekend, which was very nice.
No golf?
I played a Saturday evening 9 just because we had a little time and a buddy of mine. We ran out there real quick. But we did, man.
Boy, it was chilly and windy yesterday.
We went to Four Bridges Art Fest. That's what we did. We went down to the Four Bridges Art Festival because we are a family of culture.
I must have just missed y'all.
I was down there. When'd you get down?
I forgot. I had such a busy Saturday. I can't remember what time I got down.
Well,
there.
It was we walked around for about 3 hours.
Wow.
Mrs. Orr found a few things that the house needed.
That's 3 hours you can't ever get back.
They have beer, so I was good.
You walked for beer, huh?
Yeah. And then Saturday mass, didn't see you there. And then
no, I didn't make that one.
And then yesterday just a whole bunch of piddling around the house. I had a bunch of laundry. Well, I just had a bunch of stuff to catch up on.
Yeah.
But it's nice because NASCAR was on. Plus, the golf tournament got really good, too. The RBC, whatever it was, it went into extra holes. So, it was really good.
Speaking of golf, I read today that the Masters TV broadcast, the TV ratings, was the highest it's been in 7 years.
That would not surprise me. It seems like everybody was talking about it.
Yeah,
like it seemed everybody I knew watched the Masters.
Didn't you and Mrs. Orr buy a Masters hat?
Yeah, I've got several. Would you like one?
Well, I don't want to take one of your hats because I know you wear hats all the time. I've never seen you in a hat, actually.
I wear them on the golf course.
Do you? Well, the reason I bring this up is, do you recall, for example, Mrs. Orr, what she paid for her hat?
So there were several different, if you wanted a bucket hat, those were $100.
No, I'm talking about like a,
if you just want a good
pink
old
flowerty with the Masters
pink
logo.
Pink flowerty with the Masters logo. Yeah. I want to say those were, your standard hat was $35. And so those were either $35 or $50, one of the two. There was kind of two, it depended on the style you got.
Hmm.
But I mean, not crazy for that type of merch. That's the thing. Like, listen, it's all expensive, but it's not over and above what it probably could be. It's about like everything else.
Well, I have a reason for asking. We're getting ready to go to Mexico this week for vacation. And my wife, Kim Chapman Whitfield, was packing yesterday. And I walked in there, and there is this brand new cap. It still has the tag on it.
All right.
With a Masters logo on it.
Yeah.
And it's got pink and kind of flowers. And I look at it and I said, when and where did that come from? And she just had this guilty, smirky smile on her face. Like, she sort of felt busted because I'm always, commenting about us making sure we don't waste money. And, she says, yeah, I just got that not long ago. And I said, you did? I said, well, what did that cost you? And so she stood there for couple of seconds, hesitating to tell me, and she says, I paid $65 for it.
Okay. If it was fancy, that's about right.
And I said, you did what? She said, yeah, I paid $65 for it. And you know what my reaction was? I just shook my head and walked out of the room. I figured that was probably the best thing to do.
You know what?
It was already done.
So someone bought it for her? Because you can't order them like online.
I don't know how she got it. I thought she probably bought it online. I kind of took it to she bought it on eBay.
Yeah, okay. It probably was something, somebody resold it. Here, so, you know how everything, now, whatever there is now a, I'm going to use a word you may not be familiar with, but there is a bougie style as well, right? Just fancy for the sake of fancy.
Yeah, this
just
one,
money for the sake of money.
This hat didn't look like what I would expected a Masters hat to look
there
like.
There is this brand of hat. And because hats are kind of like sneakers, they become part of outfits and part of style. But a lot of guys that wear hats, now hats are the fancy thing. It's not just for the team you cheer for or whatever, the place you work. It's literally fancy and styled and whatever. There is a hat brand called Melon or Melin. I don't know. Melin. Sean, the most normal hat in the world, $95. Just for a hat. And it just looks like every other hat you've ever seen. but
it's what's special about the brand?
Exactly. It the same reason that a purse brand is fancy, because they say it is. I mean, it is setting itself apart as, oh, this is the fancy ones.
And where is it only available?
Oh, you can get it. I mean, you can get it online. You can go to Meelum.com. I mean, but it's just, if it's that brand of hat and they control their prices everywhere, it's going to be $85 and above. It's crazy. Hmm. And it's just normal. There's nothing, it's not because it's, you know, you get into licensing and stuff like that, and everything costs more, right? A Georgia hat's going to cost more than just a plain red hat.
Yeah.
Because they've got to pay that licensing.
You,
it's every hat. It's crazy.
You remember back in the day, Duckhead?
Yeah.
Did you own a pair of Duckhead pants?
I did not, but I remember that was a big deal.
Yeah. Well,
that was more your age.
My niece is the director of marketing for Duckhead.
Yeah.
And she works for the company that owns them and owns Tommy Bahama and other brands. She's lives in Atlanta, and that's where they're headquartered. And I was asking her over, we were together Easter. I said, I never see the Duckhead brand anywhere. And she said, they're in golf pro shops. They do online. They're in men's stores, like when Bruce Baird was in business, he didn't sell it, but, you know, a men's suit type store. And they're only in high end locations. And you're going to pay anywhere from probably $90 to $110 for a pair of Duckhead pants. And back in the day, you know, you could buy Duckhead at Goodies and get them for $18, $20 a piece. But they have taken that brand and they have revitalized it, and they've turned it into a brand like what you just described.
There was a time in my life that paying $100 for a pair of pants, I would have just said, what are you smoking? Right. Mm-hmm. Like, no, that is about the going rate for a quality pair of pants now. It's about that way for a quality fancy shirt. I mean,
yeah,
it seems like $100 is now just what you pay for stuff, Sean. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't, because you wear Under Armour and whatever, you know.
Well, that's
whatever.
That's,
whatever you get down at the old bargain bin.
I do wear a lot of Under Armour just because it fits well. It doesn't shrink up on you. They got a really cool outlet in Atlanta, but yeah, I do wear that brand often. Jeans, for example, I don't buy any jeans anywhere but Buckle. and the reason I did too,
and then I became 30.
Yeah, but the reason I do is because they hold their shape well, and I can find them long enough.
That's because Mrs. Whitfield likes to take them off you.
No, that's not the case. I wear a 33, 36, and you cannot find a 36 length jeans anywhere but Buckle, or at least I have not been able to. So that's another reason why I buy clothes at certain locations, is because I know that they'll fit me, because sometimes that can be a little challenging. So anyway. All right, more than you wanted to know, I'm sure, and all of our listeners.
Welcome to Fashion with Sean and Casey.
Well, hey, we want
to thank the two guys you probably shouldn't listen to when it comes to fashion.
We want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday as we continue 25 years talking NASCAR here on Rock 103.7. We're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. We come back. We got a lot of NASCAR.
We're going to talk about vests, what to wear when your arms aren't cold but your chest is.
The only thing I want to know when it comes to NASCAR and clothing is, why can we not get some Michael Jordan Jumpman NASCAR gear?
I just think you're not looking in the right spot.
Well, I understand that there's something in the works.
Okay.
And you better believe when they make some
when
of that.
When it comes out, you're in?
I'm going to have some of it.
Okay.
I mean, he's got a cornered market.
Listen.
Jumpman NASCAR gear.
Have you gone to Samantha Bush's website and bought your lady anything from her boutique? That's what you need to do.
No, I hadn't. No, I hadn't. Is she got a new boutique now?
Oh, she's had one online that sells all sorts of, you know, NASCAR-inspired type things.
I'll have to check it out. All right, we got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead as we are broadcasting live from the Nougat Dentistry Studio. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday getting you up to speed on all the world or all the news in the world of NASCAR. And today, I promise, we're getting ready to talk about Tyler Riddick's dramatic green-white checkered pass of Denny Hamlin. Man, what a race, at least the last two laps. Looks like Tyler Reddick was out of it, then he was back in it, then he was back out of it, then he was back in it to get his fifth win of the season. The first driver to win this many races this early in the season since, who, Sean?
Dale Earnhardt.
Dale Earnhardt, senior, as he is affectionately.
That's going back to, 1987?
Back when he was just on a roll. So... That was, let's see, that was Kansas, and then now we turn our attention this weekend towards Talladega. So we're going to Talladega Super Speedway, then Texas Motor Speedway, then back to road course racing at Watkins Glen. So good stuff coming up.
You know, it's so cool to see Michael Jordan at the track as much as we've been seeing him there. You know, when 2311 came into the sport, I think that was in 2021, we didn't see Michael Jordan at the track that much, and he's gradually been coming more often this year. He's been at nearly every race, and he is, whereas before he was only coming in on race day, now he is coming in for a couple of days, or sometimes longer, perhaps. I'm not sure, but I know he's, for example, he was in Kansas on Saturday. He was spotted in the garage area, And to me, that is just a good, solid shot in the arm for the sport. You know, we've talked on the show a number of times of how beneficial it is that Michael Jordan is a part of the sport and one of the most well-known athletes all across the world. I've got four buddies from the gym, one of which has over 100 pair of Jordans. Over 100. He collects them.
Does he wear them? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to see him in a Jordan outfit on a regular basis, but yeah, he's wearing them too. I think he's got like 118 pair. And all four of these guys did not pay attention to NASCAR until Michael Jordan. This year, all four of them have told me, especially my buddy that's got all the collection of shoes, he said, I pay attention to it every week. He said, I look every weekend and try to catch some of the race, or I pay attention, you know, to see how things shook out. And he just started rattling off drivers. And this is somebody that never paid attention to it before.
That's crazy.
Never would have paid attention to it without Michael Jordan being a part of the sport.
You know, it's funny. As crazy as that sounds, I don't have a favorite athlete per se. Maybe in each sport, there's guys I probably like to follow. But I went to school at Oklahoma State, and I'm a fan of Oklahoma State. And so, you know, we were at the other day, and I look up, and there's a softball game on TV, but it's Oklahoma State. And so I was immediately interested, and I watched it. I watched more softball than I have, I don't know, forever, because the team I like was on TV. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we underestimate that kind of stuff. If you're a Jordan fan, you're going to tune in and probably hope Jordan's teams are going to win. If Jordan had a race or had a horse in the, you know, in the Kentucky Derby, you're probably going to be like, man, I hope Jordan's, you're probably going to watch it and hope pull for Jordan's horse, you know. Yeah. And there's never been an athlete, an American athlete, I think, that's ever had more people be their biggest fan than Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
So you're right. That probably does draw some viewership.
Well, and this buddy of mine, he played basketball in college. He was the biggest Jordan fan growing up. He's 50 years old now, so he was he was growing up and playing high school and college basketball at the time that Michael Jordan was in the NBA. And so he has just been a huge fan ever since. And just think about how many others are out there that are just like that, that are bringing eyeballs to the sport of NASCAR that never did before. So I would say about all of the outside celebrities or athletes that we've had come in the sport, I would say Michael Jordan's, he's got to be close to one, if not two. I'm just sitting here trying to think, who would outdo him? Anybody come to mind?
Of famous people coming into the sport.
I think Dana Kirkpatrick brought people into the sport, but she was also a driver.
Yeah, she was.
So that's a different category.
Her fame was never on the level. You know, Juan Pablo Montoya brought a lot of eyeballs but that was from Europe. Like, who's this F1 guy or Indy, whatever he was doing, coming into NASCAR? Because that didn't usually happen. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of, you know.
Could you say Pitbull?
No, I don't think anybody even cared about. I mean, they care, but you know, like Marty Robbins back in the day, did people care that this country music singer?
I don't think so. So will we put him at
Toyota?
The
fact that Toyota came into the sport.
Well, I mean, I'm talking probably, about a celebrity.
Yeah, no,
or a famous person.
Jordan has to be it.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't think of anybody that would have as much name recognition.
Star power
that would be getting into the sport like that.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get into the results of the race at Kansas, the Advent Health 400. Tyler Reddick got the win, and it was in a green white checkered finish. It looked like that Kyle Larson had the win and was going to break that, I think it's 32 race winless streak. I believe that's, I'm correct on that stat. And all of a sudden, Tyler Reddick sort of came out of nowhere, especially when many of us thought that he was going to be out of fuel, and manages to outrace Kyle Larson and get the victory. It's his 13th victory in 227 races, his fifth victory and seventh top 10 finish in 2026. This is his second victory and sixth top 10 finish top 10 finish in 14 races at Kansas. Kyle Larson came in second, posted his 14th top 10 finish at Kansas. Chase Briscoe was in third. He posted his third top 10 finish in 11 races at Kansas. In fourth spot, we had Denny Hamlin, fifth, Bubba Wallace, sixth, Brad Keselowski, seventh, William Byron, eighth, Chase Elliott, ninth, Ty Gibbs, and tenth, Chris Buescher.
Other drivers of note, Austin Cindric, 12th, Carson Hocevar, 13th, Austin Dillon, 16th, good run for him, Alex Bowman, top 20 for him, and 18th, Christopher Bell in 20th. Down the list, Ryan Blaney, 24th, Ross Chastain in 26th, Joey Logano in 30th, Kyle Busch, a 35th place finish, Shane Van Gisbergen, OSVG, in 36th. Sean, four of the top five spots were held by Toyota. And I think the craziest thing about this race is by all accounts, it was kind of a snoozer until the very end. But literally, if you go back and watch the last lap, you know, one thing we always hate about racing movies is how, you know, the guys are driving around and all of a sudden one of them just goes, well, all right, it's really time to step it up. And they throw it in some gear and then they just start passing everybody. Mm-hmm. And you go, that's so unrealistic. That's not how it works. That's what Tyler Reddick looked like the last lap. It looked like he just hit the turbo booster and all of a sudden he's up there. It's almost like you couldn't believe what you were watching, and then gets right next to Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson does what any good driver that's had a career like him and obviously knows how to get around comes down and side drafts him, takes his speed away, and it looks like Kyle Larson's gonna get the win. And they go into the last turn, Tyler Reddick makes a dive to the bottom, Larson can't match it, and boom, there you go. It looked like he was playing a different game than everybody else.
Yeah, and then if you back it up three laps before that, it looked like he was going to be out of the race altogether.
Yeah, just not going to be there.
He runs in the wall. Looked like he had fuel issues, being out of fuel, and it looked like you could just go ahead and ride him off. It was going to be a race between Kyle Larson and Denny Hamlin, but certainly Tyler Reddick saw a way to get it done. All the 2311 drivers did well. Bubba Wallace, I think Bubba's having probably the best season he's ever had.
You know what? Bubba is, for all the success his teammates have, and Bubba's hanging right in there.
Yeah, he sure is. But you're right, a large percentage of the race yesterday was a whole lot of green flag racing. However, those final three laps sort of made it all worthwhile. Some of the drivers that led some of the most laps, Kyle Larson came in second. He led 78 laps. Denny Hamlin, which his finish really didn't show just how well he did. A fourth place finish, no question, is an outstanding run, but he led 131 laps. So Denny Hamlin was one of the most disappointing guys out there at the end of the race.
But really, hats off. Tyler Reddick won this race when it was plain and simple. So he got out there. He outraced it. He got to the front. A big win for him. And Sean just continues a dominant run. It's five races this early in the season. Like you said, something that hasn't been done since senior. And there's really no sign of letting up. You know, this might have been his most dominant performance, even though it was a final lap. He literally looked like he was driving a different car and playing a different. It's like if you play a racing video game and you level up, or you have a power up and nobody else does. That's what the last lap looked like.
I was thinking about this today. How many moments and how many different years have we been doing this show, and you and I have been doing this show together right at 20 years, that we're seeing things we never, ever saw coming? Tyler Reddick to get five wins in the first nine races? Who would have ever thought that? Especially after the season he came off of last year, where he didn't even have a win. So you can never underestimate the sport of NASCAR, because some of the craziest things can happen, things that you can't even come up with in a movie script. So it is quite an amazing sport.
We talk about it every year. There's always something that happens. You think you see it all. But, you know, Tyler Reddick having this kind of success this early, I don't think that was on anybody's bingo card It's quite remarkable, and it just kind of makes you step back and go, what's next?
Yeah. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will be continuing to join you from the Nuga Dentistry Studio as we continue to bring you all the latest in the world of NASCAR. I want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. How I refuse to let you go.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. And today, been recapping Tyler Reddick's big win at Kansas. You know what? I feel like we could do several copy and paste shows this year and just talk about Tyler Reddick and how dominant he is. Wasn't dominant all day, but was dominant the final lap, passing Kyle Larson and getting the win. And next we head to Talladega. So coming up this Sunday, Talladega Super Speedway, the Jack Lynx 500. Is there a more apropos name for a race at Talladega than one named after beef jerky? The Jack Lynx 500 from Talladega.
Is that what that is?
Super
beef
Speedway.
Jerky?
Yeah, Jack Lynx.
Huh.
Man, you don't know that?
I didn't know that. Hey, I've never been into beef jerky.
I know you hate when I do this, but I'd like to throw a little curveball at you right now before we do before we go into standings.
All right, you got me worried.
All right, so it won't take too long. No, this is good. But in honor, I think we've done this before, but it seems like, you know, with so much shakeup this year and just the way out with the old, in with the new, kind of seems to be the way things are trending. Let's do this. You know that right now the NFL draft is this Thursday. So
I didn't know that.
It's one.
I knew it was coming up soon.
The NFL draft has become big time business. It's now prime time. The first round's Thursday, second and third round's Friday, and then the rest is Saturday and Sunday. But let's pretend, in honor of the NFL draft, you and I have competing NASCAR teams. You've been given all the money in the world from a billionaire. I've been given all the money in the world from a billionaire, which sadly may not be enough, but we think we are allowed to start our own. And we'll say three car team. You're allowed four, but nobody does four good anymore. You're allowed a three car team to start your operation with. So you're starting and you're going to own it at least for 5 years. All right. With that knowledge in mind, and it doesn't matter manufacturer, any of that, and you've got an open checkbook, who is your number one draft pick in NASCAR? Who is the guy that you think for the next 5 years is going to balance out sponsorship with on-track performance?
I'll take Kyle Larson.
Kyle Larson, really? Mm-hmm. You think he's still racing in 5 years?
I do.
Man, I am so happy you took him, because now I can pick anyone.
So who would you pick?
If you're going to do that, I would say Chase Elliott. Champion, sponsorship dream, most popular driver in the sport.
But he's not a better driver than Kyle Larson.
In 5 years, who's going to be the bigger ticket? Who's going to have more success?
Kyle Larson.
Remember, we're running a business, Sean.
I know.
Okay. Who's your second pick?
I'm going to go Ron Blaney.
Oh, that was going to be my second. I was going to have such a good duo. So I guess I'll pick Tyler Reddick. If he's on a streak like this, maybe it continues. And
I'll let you pick the third.
I feel bad I just stole a driver from Michael Jordan, though. That's probably not going to be good. You don't make enemies with Michael Jordan. Anybody?
I think Michael Jordan's going to hire Kyle Busch to drive for him. Wouldn't that be Kyle Busch's lucky day, even though it doesn't look like him and Denny are getting along too well right now?
I would tune in for that. All right, let's see.
I'll let you have the third pick.
No, it goes back to you. I'll be cool. All right, so who do I have again? I've got Chase Elliott and Tyler Reddick. Man, I'm killing you right now.
I got Kyle Larson, Ron Blaney, and I'm going to go Christopher Bell.
Christopher, kind of a sneaky pick there, Sean. Christopher Bell.
I almost chose Josevar, but I think Christopher Bell's got his head on a little straighter.
Career-wise, let's see here. You know what? Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad... He was a past champion. What did he... No, he wasn't a past champion. So... He gets a little better every year.
Yeah.
He's got 7, 8, 9.
Got you a little worried there, don't I?
13 wins. No, I think that was a sneaky good pick. I wasn't used to you doing that kind of stuff. And see, I think this is when it gets difficult.
You may want to consider William Byron.
Do you take Joey Logano?
Or Reddick?
Or Reddick's already on my team. Do you take Joey Logano? I think in 5 years... Ross Chastain, is he do a bounce back?
I don't think
you
so.
You need a little latitude on the team? Obviously, the correct answer is Austin Dillon, but I'm not going to do that. Ty Gibbs.
Let's go four drivers.
Oh, man. All right.
So you're going to go Ty Gibbs for
I'm going to take Ty Gibbs, which may now that we're going four, that might have changed it. But I like Ty Gibbs is young. I like his ties to a famous last name. I got two famous last names on my team.
All right, so we're going to go four.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to go Shane Van Gisbergen.
Oh, that's...
Because Shane is going to help me pay all the bills.
No.
Because he's going to win enough races each year to where I can bring in some solid sponsors that will be on all the cars and help cover most of my overhead.
That is a good pick, because you can't have him your number one guy, because I don't think he can ever win a championship. I don't know if he'll ever get good enough.
But he's going to win enough races.
But he is absolutely going to get your sponsors to victory lane. There is five weekends a year he's going to be all the talk.
Yeah, and what other driver can reel you in some wins and not be good all year long? It's SVG. He proved it last year. What, he have 5 wins last year?
Yeah, I mean, he just picks them up and puts them down.
And I need a good anchor driver that is really good to work with, good with the fans, is going to be good to present boardroom presentations with sponsors of how we're going to put your brand and your logo on TV. We're going to put your brand and logo in Victory Lane, and he's your guy, SVG. And on top of it, we'll include you as an associate sponsor on all of our other teams. See, I'm looking at it from the business strategy, too. Let's see you top that one, big boy.
No, that's a good one. So now do I pick an older guy that I think will ride me off into the sunset for name recognition? Do I pick a young and up and comer like Josevar? I don't like him for my meeting room. You know what? Let me see here. I've narrowed it down, Sean.
What about Bubba? Get that diversity.
So I was going to go Bubba because I think he's a great glue guy with the rest of the team. You can't have too many, you know, thoroughbred. But I'm going to have to go William Byron. Hmm. The man has, I mean, he had 6 wins in 2023. He's had he pretty much averages three wins a year.
Mm-hmm.
Not real flashy. Kind of a lunch pail guy coming to work. So I've got William Byron, Ty Gibbs, Tyler Reddick, and Chase Elliott.
I like my team. I think with my lineup, I'm going to still be in business in 5 years, and you're going to be in bankruptcy.
I do like your lineup, the SVG pick and the the Blaney pick. I thought I was going to steal Blaney and Elliott at the same time.
I beat you at your own game. Win. And I even gave you the offering to pick one in front of me a while ago.
I still like my team. Still like my team.
Yeah, but I don't know that I can't, you know, I don't think it's better than mine. But yeah, you had a decent team.
And then
decent.
I'm bringing Kyle Busch on for a director of competition when he retires.
Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness. All right, let's get to the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Kansas. We got Tyler Reddick leading by 3 digits. Leading 105 points over second place, Denny Hamlin. Get you some there. Third spot, Ryan Blaney. Fourth, Ty Gibbs. And fifth, Kyle Larson.
Sixth spot, Chase Elliott. Seventh, William Byron. Eighth, Bubba Wallace. Ninth, Brad Keselowski. Rounding out the top 10, Christopher Bell. Followed by Chris Buescher, Carson Hocevar, Ryan Preece. You know what? He didn't even get a mention in our whole game. Joey Logano, Chase Briscoe, Daniel Suarez rounds out the top 16, barely edging out Austin Cindric and Shane Van Gisenberg, who is on Gisenbergen, who's on Sean's team, and therefore not very good.
Yeah, SVG, he's going to help me financially.
What are you naming your team? Just Whitfield Motorsports? Something you would do that?
No,
you'd be
boring. I don't know. I'll have to give that one some thought. I hadn't thought about that. I mean, who would have come up with? Of course, it just sounds like it's supposed to be that way now, but 2311.
Yeah.
I mean who would have thought of naming a race team 2311?
Somebody that knew what they were doing.
But it's a cool, catchy name now that we, you know, gotten used to it. And the logo, they got a cool logo and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, they got a cool. He would have made anything cool, really.
I think they should have named it, what do they call their place? Air? It's called Air something. Their race shop?
Air Palace? I have no idea.
No. Oh, heck. Anyway, I would have named it something Air or Jumpman or Airspeed.
Airspeed?
Airspeed is the name of their facility. And that would be a cool team name, Airspeed.
That would be good. Maybe you could write Jordan.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got probably one or two attorneys that are full-time on staff that are managing all that kind of legal stuff. All right, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a little news in the world of NASCAR And we'll get you ready for Talladega. We got that and more straight ahead as we continue talking NASCAR for 25 years here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nuga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Kansas is in the books, and we turn our attention towards Talladega, probably more important than ever, as this is a lot of teams are circling Talladega, and Kyle Busch could be one of them, actually. Circling Talladega on the counter going, this may be our chance. And he is a guy that knows how to get around there. So we'll see. And whatever happens, we'll, of course, talk about it next Monday on next Monday's Race and Talk Radio. Sean, one thing we have failed to mention about today, and you being such a square probably don't know anything about this, but you know what today is.
What's that?
You, I mean, you know the date, right?
Is it a special day other than Monday?
I mean, it's April. Which what month is that? Four.
I don't know.
And today's the 20th. It's 420, Sean.
Which means what?
You really are a square. Super producer Chuck.
I don't know where you're going with
this. Would you please let Sean know what 420 means? Is he... Oh, Chuck's not... I texted Chuck to have him tell him to have this music queued up. This is the international people that partake in the left-handed cigarettes day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Time to cue up the lava lamp, put on Parks and Rec or whatever show you can watch all day, make some brownies, Sean.
You are the only one that would know that.
Oh,
that's nothing I would
know.
I'm
the only one that would know this?
Well, you're the only one in this studio that would know.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah. And that's with half of pop culture that I know that and you don't. But this is it, man. This is 420, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know in college. I didn't know what that was because small town Oklahoma, you know, you didn't touch the devil's lettuce, even though we did. But
the devil's lettuce.
I didn't know 420.
Boy, this is just a show full of education.
I didn't know that was a thing. And I was in class on April 20th, which that was shocking. I was in class. And at 420, on 420, a bunch of students stood up and walked out. And that was when you went and fired up a doobs all around the world.
Hmm. I have never heard this before.
What?
I've never heard it.
God, you are so head in the pillow.
No, I mean, you know, us
head in the sand.
Us good Baptist boys, we've never
listen,
been around that stuff.
I haven't done it as a Catholic yet. I used to do it all the time as a Baptist.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Back in your early days at Ardmore, Oklahoma?
By Gerd.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. My big brother.
Shoo. I had no idea where you were
had
going.
No idea.
I
that to 420 is...
I never heard of that for one second. And it still doesn't make sense.
I cannot believe in your... You know what? Mrs. Whitfield will know about today because she's cool.
That's a new one on me.
420 is a universally recognized code for cannabis, okay, which is, as we know, and a holiday on April 20th in general weed culture. Everybody knows that, man.
Is that on a Catholic website you're looking at there?
No, man. This is everybody. This is America, bro.
Huh.
Can't believe it.
Well, never heard of it.
Well, you know what? That's
you're just full of breaking news and information.
So listen, we just did a promo for Texas Roadhouse. Okay, listen, go get some great food and a bunch of those rolls before you partake, because I bet those would be delicious.
Oh my gosh,
when you're watching your favorite show.
Well, we only got a few minutes left, and we'll never get that 5 minutes back. Kyle Busch and Denny Hamlin's. Having some words with one another, sort of back and forth, but not to each other's face. Denny Hamlin made some comments of his assessments on his podcast last week, Actions Detrimental. And his comments were that not, you know, too complimentary about Kyle Busch. He's commenting how much Kyle Busch has struggled, and he acknowledge the Hall of Fame driver is not the Mount Rushmore driver. He's not even outperforming his teammate Austin Dillon. And of course, as you might imagine, Kyle Busch took offense to that and comes back and says, Denny wants to switch cars. I'll switch cars with him. And any day of the week, any time, I would love for him to show me he can carry it better than I can. He can bash me all he wants, but I can make his life hell.
Doesn't this,
in quotes of Kyle Busch,
doesn't this just give total like old men yelling at each other vibes because of,
and former teammates?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, come on, guys, you're better than
former
this.
Teammates.
Yeah, I don't,
but we need some of that in the sport.
No, we do, but it just doesn't need to be. When Kyle Busch is, it's like reading in the comments, one guy was like, bruh, just worry about finishing in the top 25. That's where Kyle Busch is at. Dude, just try to finish in the top 25. And I know what he's saying. Like, Denny couldn't do any better in my car. I'm still a heck of a race car driver, but it sounds a whole lot like sour grapes when it comes from Kyle Busch. Mm-hmm. And he's just got to know that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what Kyle Busch does about this. Does he
drives out his contract?
And I think he's in the final of a year of his contract with RCR. Does he just drive out of it and retire, or possibly try to find a ride with somebody like Spires? I would hate to be in his position. A guy with his level of talent, a guy with his history and all that he's accomplished, he never expected to be in this position where he was at the end of his career and he was at basically a completely dead-end road.
So, yes, and he can only be mad at himself for probably not having driver's ownership fall all over themselves to sign him, right? Mm-hmm. He hasn't been the easiest guy to manage. But he's undoubtedly talented and undoubtedly going to the Hall of Fame. But yes, he's backed himself into this corner that, if you're 23-11 racing, do you sign, Kyle Busch next year, knowing that he's on the tail end? I don't know. I mean, it reminds me of the old quarterback that can still sling it, but just not having success. And it's at what point you just go, I'm tired of getting beat up all the time. That's probably where his head's at right now.
And it's sort of a sad situation to see somebody like a Kyle Busch that has been one of the top guys that's ever raced in our sport to be down at the bottom of the barrel, almost as low as you can go.
It reminds me, someone posted a video or a picture of, not a lot of people remember, but Shaquille O'Neal, when you think of Shaquille, you think of the Orlando Magic and the L.A. Lakers. Mm-hmm. That's where he did. But he went to the Miami Heat, and then after the Miami Heat, he actually went to Phoenix, and then his very last stop, he was a Boston Celtic. But you don't think of Shaquille O'Neal in a Celtic uniform. Someone posted a picture of it on one of the sites I look at. I'm like, gaw. And it was almost sad because you're like, that was when he just wasn't who he used to be. Mm-hmm. And that kind of the feeling of what you get with Kyle Busch running around in the RCR cars. Like, that's not the way I want to remember him.
Yeah. Casey, it's time for us to come to a close. We are headed to Talladega this weekend, and you can catch that on Fox. It's going to be on the major network. It's going to be at 3 p.m. Eastern this Sunday. And this is the weekend where NASCAR is shortening Talladega stages to combat fuel-saving strategies. We talked a little bit about that last week. Stage 1 will end at 98 laps. Stage 2 will end at 143. And then the final stage will end at 188.
Let's
go. Trying to prevent from any fuel stops in the final
two. Just people riding around, not racing.
It's always exciting at Talladega.
Yep, we'll see. You know what? I predict we're going to see someone we hadn't seen in Victory Lane yet.
And who might that be?
You know what? It could be anybody. But I'll say Kyle Busch just for giggles. But I do think we're going to see a first-time winner.
You know what? That'd be a good thing.
I think so. Either that or Tyler Reddick.
I would like to see Brad Keselowski back
there.
Oh,
yes.
We hadn't seen him in Victory Lane Keselowski, in a long time.
Keselowski battling Kyle Busch as we come down to the end.
All right.
Denny Hamlin wrecking them both.
All right. That's going to do it for us. I want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We'll be back here next Monday, 6 p.m. right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, to keep you up to date with all the latest news on and off the track in the world of NASCAR. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week. She said, I'm ready
for you. This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
From the Randy Boner Smith Studio. This is WRXR FM Walden, Chattanooga. Rock 103.7. Always live on the free Odyssey app.